The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today on Daily Pop, the family drama is heating up, honey. Britney Spears is coming for her sister, and Jamie Lynn is firing back. This is getting messy. Morgan Stewart is out, so I'm back with Lonnie Love. And her boo, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Her boo.
You see, I made him dress a little more hipper.
Oh, she saw that.
She called me last night. She straightened me all out.
Yeah. Oh, she'll have you in off-white tomorrow. She got the budget board.
I came close to that color. I told you. I was almost in that sweater.
Let me let y'all know something there.
What?
When a gay man got a gum in his mouth and he ready to talk,
No. That
means we got some juice.
Okay. It's some juicy stuff.
It's some juicy stuff. I got to get my mouth warmed up for this next
story.
The Spears family drama doesn't seem to look like it's going to end anytime soon. Britney went on a rant last night after Jamie Lynn kicked off her press tour. One thing that upset her, Jamie Lynn's comments about her out-of-control behavior. Britney says, why are they even talking about that unless she wants to sell a book at my expense? She also says her little sister never had to work for anything.
Ooh.
Everything was given to her.
Ooh.
Adding that her family ruined her dreams and she's disgusted by them.
Ow.
Now, you guys.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen what started it all, Here's some of what Jamie Lynn said to ABC's Nightline.
Back it up.
In the book, you describe an incident where Britney takes a knife, it says she's scared, and locks you and herself into a room. Why did you want to include that in the book?
I was a kid in that moment. I was scared. That was an experience I had. But I also was fearful to, like, really say anything because I didn't want to upset anybody. But I also was so upset that she didn't feel safe.
You guys, this is real deal. Mental illness on Britney's side. You don't get put on a conservatorship for a decade or however long it was because you don't have mental illness. She has it. Now, she deserved a chance to be off her conservatorship. You can walk out in the street here and see people need conservatorships more than Britney Spears, but that doesn't mean she doesn't have mental illness. And some of her irritability, some of her paranoia, some of her acting out is a function of that. And Jamie Lynn needs to give her a little break.
Yeah.
And understand she's got a condition.
Yes. I definitely understand that. But isn't it her right to talk about her experience
100%, 100%.
With dealing with somebody with mental illness?
Yes, 100%. And I'm actually a little angry at the journalist there who should have been saying, did you ever think about your sister? What was wrong with her getting her proper treatment? But does she follow her treatment regimens? These kinds of things. Look, everybody, she deserved to be off conservatorship, but she's going to unravel. Stuff's going to happen. That's just the way it goes. And she deserves a chance to manage her own life. Just because she has mental illness doesn't mean she's a bad person, doesn't mean she shouldn't be in charge of things. She should be.
100%. And it also doesn't mean that this woman is a bad person.
Jamie Lynn.
No. Because she is experiencing...
No,
the only person that can fix this is Judge Steve Harvey. That's the only person.
I hate you.
Because this is going to be... Okay, look. I don't want to pick sides here.
Correct.
But, you know, the thing is that when you have a memoir... You have a book, you gotta sell. Mm-hmm. You gotta sell and you gotta tell your side of the story.
Yep.
I think this is going to cause, Britney. Ooh, they're both sisters, they both look alike. I'm looking at their pictures. This is gonna cause her to probably write a tell-all book as well. I mean, yes. I just don't think that this is helping anybody. But Jamie has to sell her book. She has to tell her story. But then you have, you know, Brittany, who is still trying to fight. Because does she feel like if she doesn't tell her side of the story, that maybe maybe she could go back into the conservatorship or something may happen?
She may be afraid of that. That's true. It's a good point. But I'll tell you what, these tell-alls, you know, personal autobiographies have always stir up emotion. They're just going to happen. And I wish people would sort of get permission from their family and their blessings from their family before they just proceed to send stuff out there.
I don't know. You didn't give me permission to put me through all that from the age of 17 to 32. And I think that, honestly, like, I will write my story one day, and it's my story to tell.
Ooh, yes, Justin, what are you going to tell
us? I will warn Lonnie about what I'm going to write about her ass.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's my story. But Jamie Lynn did shoot back on Instagram this morning, telling Brittany's that she's always here for her, but it's become exhausting when conversations and texts we have in private don't match what you post on social media.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She also mentions that her family's getting death threats because of Brittany's comments and says the book isn't all about Brittany.
Oh. Ooh.
Will this ever end?
That's what I'm saying. It needs to go to Steve Harvey. It needs to go to somebody that they have to sit down together. I think a tell-all. I mean, what could happen to stop this? Because the book is out.
Well, yeah, you're right. We don't know enough about really what's going on with this family. I mean, obviously, if I were in charge of this, we'd be, you know, making sure that Brittany was on her proper medication regimen. We'd bring the family in, have some sort of therapeutic session. We'd sit them down with Lonnie and then Steve Harvey. We'd straighten this stuff out. But everyone's in their own camps. They're sort of estranged. All the attention is making things so much worse. What? What's the matter?
These people need a Yanla. What? Okay, they need a Yanla Van Sant. And what they really need is the father needs to take responsibility for what he did and take this heat off for Jamie Lynn. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If this, and this is to Brittany, if your father could manipulate a court system, grown-ass people, to get on his side, think about what he could do to a 17-year-old who he managed and raised her whole life.
You're not feeling that, boo.
I'm not feeling that at all. But it's possible. I'm not saying you're wrong. But here's the reality. Conservatorships are really hard to get in California. And parents almost never step up and take those conservatorships because they're fearful of exactly what's happening here. That her psychiatrist, when she got sick back, 15 years ago?
Yes, 13 years ago.
And the father saved her life.
Let's
be really clear about that.
I agree with that, Dr. Drew.
Then it went on too long.
You know what? Yeah. A conservatorship is hard to get in California, and it's much needed. But what's easy to do is abuse a conservatorship.
Maybe.
And this woman's conservatorship was apparently abusive.
Yeah. I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm not saying
that.
For sure. And I've said repeatedly, it needed to end. It did. Good. Good. No matter what happens next, good.
100%.
But you're right. We don't know these people. That's the hard part.
No, we don't know these people. Yeah. But I'm going to say this, and I know it's not a popular opinion, and people like to forget.
Yeah.
But if I saw my sister the way I saw Brittany getting into that stretcher with that brown weave and her looking like she wasn't right and speaking in a British accent on the side of the road with a puppy in her hand and a pink wig, guess what? I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell my story.
Whether
you like it or not.
And she said the story is not all about her. I just think that it's so hard to live your own life as a person when you have a relative or a friend who may have some mental issues and you're trying to be sensitive to them, but you still are allowed to live your life as well. So I really feel for Jamie in this case because she is allowed, like you said, to tell her story, to tell her side of the truth. And I wish Brittany, you know, you can just do that too. Get a pen and paper, get an author.
It'd be interesting,
and you
right?
sit down and you, yeah.
Be very interesting. I'd love to
hear
it.
And that's what we're waiting, but this is still your sister. At the end of the day, they're still family. And I think somebody needs to tell both of them that.
I'm wondering if that, is it going to be a husband? The guy that with Brittany right now? If he can stabilize things, or is that going to make things worse?
Shut up, Dr. Drew. That ain't got to I wish
only
her husband.
Steve Harvey could do this.
I wish my brother-in-law be in here.
I wish my brother-in-law, who has been here for 4 years, would come in here and try to tell me what the last 15 years was like.
Ooh.
I need the daddy to step up, take some responsibility, and take some of this heat off this child. Jamie Lynn has a lot more to say, you guys. We have our own interview with her, so make sure you tune in for that next week.
Hey, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Do you know that Lonnie and I had a judge show for a minute?
Did you guys really?
We sure did.
We did. Lonnie was my bailiff.
Yeah.
But they could have brought her to us, see?
We would have solved the world.
How many jobs is that now for Lonnie Town?
You know what? Don't hate.
Thank
Celebrate.
You.
Celebrate. And where are my drinks? It's Friday.
It's Friday. Olivia Culpo almost didn't get that drink in Cabo. She almost missed her flight because the airline didn't approve of her outfit.
Uh-oh.
Take a look at what her sister, Aurora, posted. Then tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Olivia and I are going to Cabo, and look at her outfit. She looks cute. She looks appropriate, no? They call her up to the desk and tell her that she needs to put a blouse on, otherwise she can't get on the plane. Tell me, is that not so? But she has to cover up. Let me see. No.
And she covered up.
By the way, you know, Olivia was like, hold on, let me fix my bra real quick. Let me not show this much cleavage. Now, we reached out to American Airlines, but we haven't heard back. Shout out America. Give me some extra points. Do you guys think that this outfit was inappropriate?
First of all, it's up to the airline's discretion. Mm-hmm. I want to say that.
Okay.
When they see a certain kind of dress, this does look like a bra and a girdle or a spank. So, and she is very attractive, and we just need to be real. I mean, Dr. Drew, that's a hottie, right?
I think this was horrible.
What?
People do not dress like Don Draper anymore when they go on an airplane. When they go to Las Vegas or Cabo, they're practically in bathing suits. And by the way, I have sat next to men with their junk hanging out and stuff with those crazy shorts.
Ooh, what airline you were sitting next to, Justin?
I'm just saying, that is sexist. It makes me angry. I fully support her for posting about it. It used to be people dressed up to get on an airplane.
That's a bra.
I understand that.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Look, she's going to Cabo. She's not going to Washington, D.C.
I understand, but that's a bra, though, Dr. Drew.
There's children on this flight as well. And by the way, shout out to the airlines.
Who are you guys?
Look, I'm a prude, Dr. Drew. I'm a prude. I didn't realize you were a thought like this, but good to know. They have made curvier women wearing the same outfits with even more coverage cover up. And I was
Their policy. Fine. That's their policy.
It's a policy.
Good for them. That's up to that.
And
I'm
by
just
the
saying,
way,
it seems sexist. It seems inappropriate to me.
If you walked
given
into
the
a restaurant,
world we live in.
If you walked into a nice restaurant with this outfit on, you would probably be asked to leave as well. But it's a blouse. Put on a blouse.
They're going to Cabo.
Huh?
I mean, they're going to Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah, if you're starting in Wyoming.
Like, look. Inching point.
Look, skinny bitch. Cover up.
Right?
You look too good for us. Okay? I mean, nothing's wrong with that. I mean, I don't think it's sexist. I think it's their policy, and I think
I
it's the
it.
Judgment of whoever the gate agent is. The gate agent is like, no, honey.
No boo.
No boo boo. Cover that shit up.
You need the Lord. You need the Lord. By the way, at this commercial break, I'm about to break into Dr. Drew's Instagram and see how many thoughts he's following. Coming up, Tiffany Haddish is back on the market, and she's telling me what she is looking for in her man.
Tip.
Spoiler alert, you've got to be schmedium. We'll explain after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In today's Pop of Love, Tiffany Haddish is back on the scene and she is looking for a man. And she knows just what she wants. Listen to this list. You know, I come across a lot of dudes in these streets, and I know you back in these streets. Mm-hmm. What is your type? What are you going for this time around?
So I like bald head. I like beards. I like career. Have a career. I like that, they own house. Mm-hmm. Indoor condo, you know, their own place, their own transportation. Okay.
Yeah.
I like communicators. I like smedium. I like loyalty. I like fun. Okay. I like good traveler. Okay. I like a responsible. A credit score over
750.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know what it is, 750. Yes.
I might have a white man for you. Are you doing it?
I'm doing it. Hey, is he could be bald or with hair. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm with it.
Okay. You know what?
I'm going to call you. And if he could, make sure the body is okay.
Okay. Oh, no, the body's right. Healthy. The body's right.
Yeah. Body's right? Okay, cool.
The body's right.
It's medium. I like medium.
You know, I got you.
I love Tiffany, but you know what? You got to explain schmedium to Boo.
What is schmedium? I feel so inadequate. And I love Tiffany, too.
Dr. Drew, we're in a daytime show.
Yeah?
So I'm going to try to explain this the best way I can.
Okay.
You don't want a man who's too large.
Right.
Just right.
You want a man who's schmedium.
Goldilocks.
Yeah.
Goldilocks.
Yeah. You don't want it.
Goldilocks.
Yes.
Rhymes with.
Yes. Yeah,
Goldilocks.
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
Come on, yeah. Dr. Drew, come through. Yeah. Weren't you talking about penises all your life? On
yeah,
your
a lot
line?
Of the time, certainly for years on the radio.
He never heard Schmedium.
Never heard Schmedium or Goldilocks.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes you don't want that damage, okay?
No, listen, that's one of the myths out there.
One time I had one so big, Dr. Drew, I almost had a hysterectomy. So I'm like telling you, yo, I'm with Tiff, Schmedium all the way.
I thought we talked about this. We couldn't talk about this because Tom is your coworker.
No, okay.
Tommy, who knew? Oh my goodness, he's gone up in my esteem. But to be fair, there is a myth. Like, but some women do prefer that. There are, and some men do too. And then most. I'm just saying, look, I talk to these people all the time.
Put that finger down.
And I'm just, I don't know about you.
Pointed
we
at
haven't
me.
Had that conversation. But it's that, you know, more in the schmedium zone.
Yes.
That's more just
yes.
right. Goldilocks.
Yes.
Goldilocks.
We like schmediums.
Dr. Drew up in here talking about I like
Lord
large.
Have mercy.
We'll have so much more with Tiffany next week. And we're going to get Dr. Drew an Urban Dictionary. You've got to check out her new series, The After Party,
goodness.
January 28th on Apple TV Plus.
School is in.
And follow the Urban Dictionary on Instagram if you don't know what's happening.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
I'm in.
Now, prenups are pretty standard here in Hollywood, but it's rare that one is signed before the proposal. Mm. On this week's Vanderpump Rules, Sheena Shea explained why she wanted to lock down the details before she locked down the main. Mm.
Did you think when you met me at that after party we would be sitting here signing a legal document one day?
Who would have guessed, eh? It is somewhat unusual to sign a document before there's a wedding date set, but essentially what's yours is yours and what's yours is yours.
First time around when I got married, we didn't do a prenup. He didn't want to get divorced, and I was like, how about we split our bank account? And then he agreed. So I definitely learned a big lesson. No matter how much you love someone and they love you, like there's always a risk that you could lose everything. And I just don't want to take that risk again.
Oh, it's to protect her.
By the way, yes, it's protect her.
Oh, interesting.
But that's how you know you got that good, because a man didn't even pop the question yet, and he already signing his life away.
Mm.
That's some good, you know
that's
what I'm
saying.
That's some good.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what good is,
no.
Dr.
No, but I'm translating. I figured it out.
It'll be a long show.
My God, Dr.
I need
Drew.
A drink.
I'm just glad I'm here so you guys can bring me up to date.
Oh, my God.
Everything ain't about bipolar and drugs.
I know.
It's good.
It's medium.
It's Feel Good Friday, Dr. Drew.
I get it. I feel good. I'm learning. This is, look.
We are teaching today, Justin.
We are teaching. I'm learning.
This is why we need to get on Love Line again.
I told you that.
So I can translate to you all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I am so pathetic.
I think people should sign prenups. I think people should also sign a prenup that says, before we get engaged, we agree to this time frame of an engagement, because I think people get a lot of pressure on them when one spouse wants to get married within 6 months and the other one wants to get married within 3 years. And I also think it's smart to talk about, yes, I would like a prenup before we go down this step.
A prenup before the proposal is a bit much for me. I will say an NDA. I mean, I make everybody, and you got to sign yours. I left it in the dressing room.
I signed mine.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've been knowing you for over 6 months. It's been way too long.
All of Tommy's stuff is in there. Tommy's whole description is in the NDA.
Exactly.
NDA, Lonnie, child, I've seen you without your wig. There ain't no information.
That's why you
it's on the NDA too.
Right?
Yeah.
By the way, Lonnie is like the queen of saying, don't tell nobody. And then I'm like, welcome to Daily Pop. Lonnie, how are you? She's like, well, last night. She gonna tell her own business.
NDAs are very important, but I don't know about a prenup before the proposal. That just seems a little bit much.
And also, these are adults. You know, people getting on in their life, it's okay. If you're a young adult, it's kind of weird to do this because neither of you have anything, and it's sort of...
But that's the thing. I think Sheena has more than Brock.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And they're, how old are they?
They're in their 30s.
Yeah, I mean, it's an adult now, and they want to straighten everything out. Fine, get it all laid out. Be adults about it.
I signed an agreement when I moved in with my ex that none of this property was mine. I mean, I still took but I mean, I signed the paper that was like, you know...
You signed an NDA.
I will. Call my lawyer. Coming up, the Today Show turns 70 because he wants to talk to you about some things, too. And we're sharing some behind-the-scenes secret next. Do not move.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Think about this. 70 years ago, there were no cell phones, no social media, and television wasn't even in color.
And no black people.
Right.
And that's when Today's Show made its debut. Today is their anniversary, so we're going back to the beginning.
Today, January 14th, 1952.
Well, here we are. Good morning to you. The very first good morning of what I hope and suspect will be a great many good mornings.
He was right on the money. NBC's Today Show is celebrating 70 years of bringing viewers the news and a lot of laughs.
It's Anna Nice who's got his own.
Look out!
Happy Halloween!
Can you explain what internet is?
It's not unique.
Today looked pretty different when it first started, and not just because it wasn't black and white, there was only one main host. That is, until Barbara Walters went from correspondent to co-host in 1966.
The newest fad, and it's something I think is terribly important. This is a nail ring.
Barbara left Today in 1976, and then there was...
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Brokaw.
Good morning. I'm Brian Gumbel, along with Jane Pauley.
Katie, welcome aboard.
Thanks. I'm thrilled to be here.
Meredith Vieira is here.
I'm Ann Curry, in for, I guess, nobody this morning. Me, myself, and I.
Good morning. Yeah. It's an honor to be here.
I think we all feel pretty lucky that we go to work in such an intense atmosphere, but we all are in it together, and we all have each other's backs, and it's just fun.
Katie Couric remembers exactly how she felt on her first day.
I was 4 months pregnant, so I got up, threw up, and came to work. I never in a million years imagined that I would get a job like this. Every day, I felt just so privileged.
And yes, the show went through some scandal.
How do you reconcile your love for someone with the revelation that they have behaved badly?
But they bounced back stronger than ever. Hoda Kotb was named the new co-host, and E! Was with her on her first day.
Oh my gosh, pinch me, pinch me, pinch me. Yes, she is.
Let's give her a round of applause.
What you want is a partner who's got your back, mm-hmm. and who you trust completely, and who makes you laugh and makes you think. And Hoda is all that and more. By the way, we have a lot of really strong male cast members on our show.
They sure do, like Carson Daly.
I really feel like I got called up to the Yankees. And I'm like, really?
Craig Melvin, and of course, Al Roker.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. I love my life!
Oh.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey,
oh. Today's show. And I love Hoda.
I love her.
I love everybody mostly, you know. And they always allow me to do the New Year's Eve show with Hoda and Jenna every year. And I really appreciate it. So I get to be on the Today Show. And you've been on there.
Yeah, I used to do a regular piece with Dr. Gail Salt and Katie and I, and boom, I've been on with Hoda a million times, and it's something I did for many years afterwards, too. And I tell you, to the point about Hoda and Al, I mean, these are all just the most lovely, smart people. I had an experience with Matt once where I'd fly in late at night, and I'd be getting up at 3 a.m. Pacific time to run in there at 6 o'clock, Eastern time. And I have a thing where I block sometimes. That's how my brain works, especially since COVID. And I was blocking, and I was talking to Maddie. I was talking to him. All of a sudden, I had a panic attack. And he leaned into me like, are you going to be okay? And I thought, this is bad.
He's like, do you need a doctor?
He literally looked at me. I thought, it made my panic worse, but I thought, I'm going to push through. And I pushed through, and everything was fine. But I'll never forget that moment.
You're always on the Today Show. How is that?
You know what? I'm scared every day.
Really?
That I do it because
it's the Yankees.
You know, it's the A-team.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you walk on that set, and I've been watching the Today Show. My stepmom would have it on in the background as I ate breakfast to go to school, and it was part of my morning routine. So to be a part of a team for the little bit, the 7 minutes that I am on Wednesdays. These people are, this is like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
And it's
like,
interesting that they're with you at the breakfast table, and that is that loveliness about their personality and who they are, but at the same time, they're super smart and great journalists, so they're delivering something to you.
Yeah.
I just need Al Roker to stay out them hurricanes. He gonna give me a heart attack. Okay?
Y'all need a bubble wrap Al right now.
Exactly.
Coming up, Denzel Washington gets real about his marriage in our hilarious new interview.
I love Denzel.
Kate Blanchett had a role that hit close to home. She tells W that when she played a psychic in The Gift, she decided to have a reading and a quote. She said some very strange things, including that I would have four children. Much of what she said came to pass, and here I am with four children. Part of me wanted to rush back to see her again, and part of me never wanted to see her again. Girl, I would have moved that woman in my house, okay? I would have her on retainer. I would have full benefits. She would have dental and vision, a stipend. Come on.
That's pretty good, I mean, to have a psychic like that. Do you believe in psychics?
Well, you know, Mrs. Boo, my wife, has all her friends are psychics, and she actually had a psychic podcast that's still out there called Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. And so I've watched these people very carefully. I actually got read by Tyler Henry, and he was uncannily accurate with some stuff. Oh, there it is. And I went ahead and hooked him up to, I had him see a neuroscientist and hooked him up.
Yeah.
His brainwave analysis. And the neuroscientist I was working with, he actually read Steve-O while we looked at his, there it is. Here's the whole thing with the brainwaves. And he said he'd never seen anything like it. He was like hyper-vigilant and asleep simultaneously.
Wow.
That's what the reading of the brainwaves were. And he drenches in sweat when he does a reading.
Yeah, he
so
does.
So this is the whole phenomenon we were doing that day. But it's something. I don't know what it is. My wife and I fight about this all the time. She always go, yeah, here's what it is. They're talking to dead people. I go, that's the one thing it isn't. The one thing it is not that. It's something where we're able to communicate with people in ways that we don't fully understand.
You know, Tyler, I got a reading from him as well. And this is maybe about 6 years ago, and he was doing the sweating and all that, and then he's like, you're going to meet a guy.
He does this writing thing. You're doing
the... He does this.
It's called a frontal release sign.
It releases.
It deactivates your frontal lobes.
Because he was working.
Yeah.
He was working hard on me. I was getting scared. I was like, he was sweating.
He sweated through... he ruined a chair in our house. He sweat through the chair.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, look, we don't have to come up with something. But he came up with a name, and he said, I keep hearing James. Guess who I met?
James.
Exactly.
When? How long after?
2 years after.
Wow.
He said his name was going to be James. But with the way he was sweating, I was like, ooh, you can stop. We gotta meet nobody.
There's something in, I don't know what it is. We need to be really much more systematic about it and analyzing what these people are doing.
You know what? That's the doctor problem in you. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need a medical situation. Just believe it, Dr. Drew. It happened.
No.
The sweat is there for a reason. By the way, the article is online right now and on stands February 8th. And if you want to see a psychic, mine, Gina Torres, is amazing.
Ooh.
Okay?
Okay.
And she take you on the phone. Mm. Denzel Washington is taking on Murder and Madness and looking good the whole time.
Yes, Lord.
He told Francesca about playing Macbeth, his recent run-in with Ellen Pompeo in the streets, and why he's stalking Meryl Streep.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
Very foul and foul is fair.
Oh, I see. Okay, there's a Lady Macbeth in there.
It certainly is. Was this a dream role for you to play Macbeth?
Anything in Shakespeare is a dream come true. I never thought about Macbeth before. I don't know why, but it just didn't come across my table, but I'm glad it did now.
I have no words. My voice is in my sword.
That sword fight that you did at the end of this movie, I was, you know, of course, I know the end of Macbeth. I know how it ends. And I was rooting for you, Denzel.
I almost had him. I was close.
How did you physically prepare for that fight?
A little boy prepares his whole life to play that part. You know, sword fighting and with your own music, like da 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 da.
Joel is married to your co-star, Frances McDormand. Can you imagine being directed by your spouse?
I am directed by my spouse. What are you talking about? I've been cut out of that movie a few times. I've been in the movie, cut out. She hadn't replaced me yet.
Denzel went ham on my ass. He was like, I'm the director. Don't you tell him what to do. And I was like, listen, motherfucker. This is my show.
There was a little drama between you and Ellen Pompeo on Grey's Anatomy that recently made a lot of headlines. Do you feel like things got blown up in the press as they usually do?
Yes, absolutely. It was nothing, really.
Because I know Denzel Washington is literally always a class act.
I try to be. I'm not always. Not always. I think I was in that case.
If you could choose any actor or actress to work with next, who would it be?
Just that came to the top of my mind was Meryl Streep.
What type of genre could we see come out between you and Meryl Streep?
A dramedy.
Off the top of your head, what's the plot?
Come, you gotta come up with a plot. You gotta come up with something.
You know, I'm thinking Meryl Streep, she is a woman who is walking down the street one day and she realizes that she needs to find the love of her life, and all of a sudden you come about and you're the love of her life.
That's it. I come up from out of the ground because I actually work as a sewer. No, that's not good.
We tried.
Fran better get it, y'all.
Yes, Fran.
Do it, Fran.
Oh, I love Denzel. And I can't wait for this. This is going to be great. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Me too.
So,
oh, Oscar, definitely. Oscar, Oscar. Yeah. The Tragedy of Macbeth hits Apple TV Plus tonight. Check it out. Coming up, what Kylie Jenner basically did in her sleep that has everybody shook. I'm so mad even talking about it. We're going to talk about it when we get back.
Go,
I'm
Kylie.
Super jealous.
It's birthday.
Kylie Jenner is officially the queen of Instagram. Yesterday, she became the first woman to hit 300 million followers. And today, she's already up to 301. What is it about Kylie that makes people want to follow her?
How old is her Instagram site? Is it something that happened fast? Or?
No, she's been having it for a while, but I think what it is I always say less is more. You know, Kim will post every day. Yeah. Kim will give you her whole life.
Yeah.
And I think people are like, we love it. Yes, yes, yes. But with Kylie, it's like everybody wants to see more because she barely gives you anything. It's like that boyfriend who doesn't give you no attention. Mm-hmm. You want him even more.
And just in case. And then, you know, she's on the second baby. She might post something. And I think out of all the Kardashians, it's like she's that younger Jenner that everybody kind of relates to more. She has the boyfriend. She's like the new age Jenner Kardashian.
That makes sense.
But I'm $1 billion. I can't relate.
Yeah.
I'm broke.
That's something.
People aspire to be like her. So when you aspire, then you tend to follow that type
Justin
of person.
Justin goes right to jealousy.
Oh, he's 100%. I can't even get over 200,000. I mean, come on, y'all.
Please follow him.
And I'm a Chloe
Please.
Man.
Please.
The Jersey Shore cast has been through it all over the past 12 years.
Yeah.
So you think they know each other pretty well, right? Well, we decided to find out with a game we called, and this is good, Are You Sure?
Which cast member would say has hooked up with the most people?
Chloe?
I say Angelina. Only when you're married.
Shut up, you idiot. You're the worst.
I would probably say Vinny or Pauly.
Maybe me.
Never in my life have I met a girl that could just hook up and have no feelings.
He's so racking.
Which cast member would you say has the best closet?
Pauly.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God, Pauly loves Ain brands, and I love his clothes.
Yeah, Jenny's is nice too. Like, it's huge.
Yeah, but yours is like exceptional.
It's t-shirt time.
Okay, yeah, which cast member would you say takes the longest to get ready?
Angelina.
The worst.
How long do you take, Angelina?
Oh my God, don't even ask.
12 hours.
My New Year's resolution is to try to be on time.
I just want to meet a man that could handle that woman.
Or which cast member is the worst wingman or worst wing woman?
Angelina. She used to be the C block in the club, remember? She was the worst.
Yeah.
Well, they call me Hurricane Angelina for a reason, Vinny.
Which cast member would you say is the most famous?
Pauly.
Nicole.
Then Pauly.
Pauly, yeah.
Which cast member is next to have a kid?
Ooh.
I'm gonna say Dina, because I feel like she might want to try for another.
Third? God.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's not gonna be me. I'm gonna get my tooth tied.
Mike and Lauren, aren't you guys gonna try soon again?
Yeah, me and my wife are looking to add another one to the family shortly to have a brother or a sister for Romeo.
Which cast member would be the first to sign on for another season?
Mike. Mike's always ready to grab the bag and make some moves.
Yeah.
He wants to film 24/7.
The day after we wrap, he's like texting production.
Mike.
Probably Mike.
Yeah.
The consensus.
You live for this.
Guys.
They're a really nice cast.
GTLN is starting. Mm-hmm. Jersey Shore Family Vacation airs Thursdays on MTV. Up next, CNCO is here to get the party started. We're talking new music, dream collabs, and dating. Stay with us. They're back on the scene with a hot new single. CNCO is here. Please welcome Richard, Eric, Christopher, and Zabdiel.
Let's go. What's up? How you doing?
You guys, look, I've been sitting at home, Netflix and chilling during the pandemic. You guys just came out with a new single. Tell me everything about it.
Yo, we're super excited because we're releasing this new song. And we love the new song. We was crazy to release music like this, like different. And we made it for our fans, and we hope they like it, honestly. Yeah.
Look. You know I love Miami, and this song's all about partying and having a good time. So I gotta know, out of the four of you, which one is the lightweight that we always have to take care of after a night out in Miami?
It's like my
I think I'll take that one. Okay, hold up. But who's the one who you always turn your back, and when you turn around, they're making out with a girl on the dance floor?
Damn. That can be somebody around here, you know?
Me? I mean, I think it's between him and him.
But you know how people like him, he's gonna be drunk. Yay!
That's true. You never know. It could be any of us at the end of the day, you know?
Depends on the night.
I love that. Look, everybody's been getting COVID bays, so I gotta know, for all my girlfriends who are looking for dudes, are you guys still single, or are you guys all seeing somebody? Did you get booed up during the pandemic?
We single. Yo, and we're ready, you know? Like,
we single been, and ready to mingle.
Yo, ready.
I'm gonna find you guys some good people. I also want to know if you guys are ready to mingle in your love life. Are you also ready to mingle with artists? Like, who are you guys dying to collaborate with?
That's a really good question.
We have so many artists that we want to collab for sure. I don't know.
I mean, one of the
Bonnie would be fire.
Daddy Yankee.
Yeah, we have a big list. If you guys get Daddy Yankee, I'm gonna die. Love Daddy Yankee. I gotta know, when are you guys going on tour? Because I need those tickets so I can flex with my friends.
100%. You're gonna be there, VIP, bro. Like yeah. front row.
Right now we're working a lot of music that we want to release. First of all, we have a couple shows like in Puerto Rico, in DR, Peru. But our tour is
it's gonna, coming.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Now, right now we're writing a lot and just losing music.
Oh, I love that. Now, Richard, you have another special girl in your life, your daughter. What was the holidays like being with baby girl?
Man, it was amazing. It was amazing. I got to spend time with her, you know. I had to make a lot of cookies and a lot of surprises. She saw Santa Claus,
hey.
You know. So it was great, you know. So we like did like this little theme thing that she was coming down the stairs and saw Santa Claus putting the presents and stuff like that.
That's
so it was cool, man. We did a lot of fun things, so it was great, man.
You guys, check out CNCO's new single. It is out now. These guys have amazing music, and I cannot wait to see them on tour. After the break, an Olympian surprising move to help her teammate's dream come true. Our Feel Good Friday stories are up next. It's time for a little Feel Good Friday to start your weekend off right. The number one ranked speed skater in the world, Erin Jackson, is heading to the 2022 Olympics thanks to her good friend.
Oh.
After a slip cost Erin a spot during the qualifiers, fellow skater Brittany Bow gave up her spot so Erin could get in.
Amazing.
Listen to this, friend.
Erin has earned her right to be on this 500-meter team. She's ranked number one in the world, and no one's more deserving than her to get an opportunity to bring Team USA home a medal. And after that unfortunate slip, I knew in my mind before that night was even over that if it had to come down to a decision of mine, she could have my place.
Now, Brittany will still compete in other events.
Right.
I have to say, Lonnie, would you do this for me?
here, let me
square
this.
You know, Maya Angelou is still making history.
Maya Angelou is
now,
still.
No, hold on, hold on. Boo, I would do it for you.
Thank you.
I would not do it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just be clear about this.
You know what? I hope none of y'all need a kidney.
Let's talk about Maya Angelou quickly.
Maya Angelou is making history. She is the first poet and civil rights activist to become the first black woman to be featured on a U.S. quarter. And somewhere, Harriet Tubman is still looking for that $20 bail, y'all.
We don't get her, but this is part of a program. There are about four other American women that it's part of a series.
Oh,
so she's
great.
The first.
Huge.
And it's going to be very huge, and it's nice.
Well, you guys, go get your quarters, because Maya is my girl, and set your DVR, because we're going to be talking to Jamie Lynn Spears, and we got new interviews with Hillary Duff and Tiffany Haddish. Come back next week.